SWS Report with Bob Tarlow.
Our listeners may be very surprised to find out who paid for this TV ad.
All cigarettes cause cancer, lung disease, heart attacks, and premature death.
It was this country's biggest tobacco companies. Footing the bill for that, an ad that tells the public the products those companies make can kill. The U.S. government says 480,000 Americans die each year from smoking. You may have already guessed, the cigarette companies didn't want to run those ads. They were forced to by the courts.
There is no safe cigarette.
What you are hearing is the end result of a U.S. Justice Department racketeering lawsuit filed way back in 1999 when Janet Reno was the U.S. Attorney General. She said then that the companies lied.
It has been a campaign designed to preserve their enormous profits, whatever the cost.
Again, Steve, that was in 1999. I mean, 18 years ago.
Well, that's the obvious question. Why so long to get them on the air?
Yeah, right. Well, Big Tobacco really fought this, as you can imagine, throwing a lot of money into delay after delay and then appeal after appeal. But now the courts have ruled the companies can delay no longer. As a result, we have this new forced confession ad campaign with the commercials explaining right up front just who is bringing you the grim truth.
A federal court has ordered Altria, R.J. Reynolds Tobacco, Laura Lard, and Philip Morris USA to make this statement about the health effects of smoking. Smoking kills, on average, 1,200 Americans every day. More people die every year from smoking than from murder, AIDS, suicide, drugs, car crashes, and alcohol combined.
Pretty strong stuff, and it's liked by Mary Rovelos, who's with the American Cancer Society.
We really hope that this will help people and save lives.
And Steve and Basil, the ads are not a one-and-done thing, as the court order requires them to be run five times per week on ABC, CBS, or NBC, and in major newspapers for a year.
Thank you, Bob. Great report.